You can now take KRBN Internet News Talk Radio with you on your mobile phone, as we are making it easier to listen to the great hosts here on KRBN, including our very own Westlane County Commissioner, Jay Bozovich. It's free and available on Google Play. Just look for player.fm. That's player.fm and search for KRBN.
Live from Lane County, Oregon, it's the Boz Knows Show with your host, West Lane County Commissioner, Jay Bozovich. And now, here's Jay.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of the Boz Knows Show. And I'm your host, Westland County Commissioner Jay Bozovich, and we're coming to you live from beautiful downtown Elmira, where it is just an incredible day outside today. It's one of those, you know, early spring days where kind of wish I wasn't doing the radio show. I'd be outside working in the yard or something. It's just gorgeous outside. But, you know, I want to remind folks that I do this show every week so that people can call in and talk to a county commissioner, or they can call in and promote some event. But I do this show to make myself available. I talk about a lot of things I want to talk about, and we're going to get to some of those serious subjects in a minute. But this is a call-in show, 646-721-9887. And you just have to press one so we know you want to get in on the show. But again, it's 646-721-9887. And just press one. And we have coming, you know, a caller right away on the show who I want to bring on, who's with a local nonprofit that wants to maybe talk about an event they have coming up. Margaret, introduce yourself and tell us who you're with.
Hi, Jay. It's Margaret Tyson. I'm the executive director at Pearlback Center, and I sure appreciate you as our county commissioner since I live in your district. I appreciate your availability. I know it's important for you and for us, for us to be connected, and I thank you for the opportunity to talk about Pearlback Center, one of the biggest passions of my life. We are having a benefit breakfast. It's a virtual breakfast. So we're actually doing a to-go bag for breakfast on March 31st. That's a Thursday, March 31st. And from 8 to 8:30, we will have the drive-through breakfast at our preschool parking lot, 3690 West 1st Avenue. So we would certainly invite people to go to pearlbuckcenter.com/events to sign up and join us for a to-go breakfast that will be prepared by our Vocational Academy clients and our on-staff cook.
Pearlbuck.com is where you sign up for that?
Pearlbuckcenter.com.
Pearlbuckcenter.com. Okay. Sorry, I was trying
Correct.
To write
and
fast as I could.
That's okay. I'm sure I'm talking faster than you can write, so that's usually the case. People can also call us at 541-484-4666. And Jay, I'm standing here remembering that it was almost exactly 2 years ago I called into your show, and this was right after the kind of crushing shift of policies for the delivery of our services to people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in response to the COVID pandemic. And we had some really hard conversations at that time because at that point, we had approximately 80 adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities coming into our center every day for services. And overnight, that went to zero. And since then, we certainly have been able to have more people come back in. So one of the great opportunities for our benefit breakfast is that our students in our academy are learning culinary skills, and so they will be working with our chef from our preschool to prepare that to-go breakfast, and people can RSVP to get that breakfast no later than March 25th. So we certainly want to have people come on to our drive-through breakfast at our preschool parking lot, 3690 West 1st Avenue in Eugene.
So that Sounds great, Margaret. And you know, I've been a longtime supporter of Pearl Buck Center. I had a stepbrother growing up that was developmentally disabled. And so I feel for that community and the difficulties he faced as he tried to, you know, semi-independent living and was, you know, ended up back home, but, you know, had a great job working in the mailroom at NIH, you know, that they helped him along with. Very similar back in Maryland to the setups that Pearl Buck helps people with. But just real quick, how much is breakfast and what is breakfast?
All right. Well, depending on what you want for breakfast, it's going to be a little bit different in terms of the cost. It'll be $20 for a person to come through, get their drive-through breakfast, and have the ability to connect with a live show, either on Facebook or on Zoom, if people are interested in hearing a bit more about our programs. All the details are on our pearlbuckcenter.com website. And breakfast is going to be a combination of all kinds of things that are to go. So we will have a protein. We will have some freshly made muffins that our culinary students will be doing, as well as some nice fresh fruits along with that.
That sounds wonderful. And of course, you know, Pearl Buck always needs community support. So if you wanted to, you know, maybe write that check for more than $20 a person or
absolutely,
you know, have a little bit extra there, I am sure that they will be put it to good use helping these people that really need assistance in our community. And it's such a great service they provide. All right, Margaret, we'll remind people again that Pearl Buck's having a virtual breakfast fundraiser where people can pick up a to-go breakfast at Pearl Buck on March 31st between 8 and 8:30 at the preschool parking lot at 3690 West 1st. And to RSVP in order, they got to do that by the 25th. And you do that by going to pearlbuckcenter.com, or you can call 541-484-4666. Did I get that all correct?
It absolutely perfectly. Thank you very much, Jay. We appreciate your support through all the years and the opportunity to share about this very special event.
Great. And I appreciate you calling in to the Bo's Nose Show. And I'll repeat that information a couple times during the show today and maybe a couple times before March 25th. And hopefully you'll have a successful virtual breakfast fundraiser, which is actually
thank
breakfast
you very
to
much. Yes, it is this year. Thank you very much, Jay. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on, Margaret.
You bet. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. So you see, it's that easy. If you've got a community event you want to promo, particularly for nonprofits, call into the Bo's Nose Show. We'll talk about it. And particularly, you know, I love some of these, you know, an organization like Pearl Buck, I've been a longtime supporter of. A friend of mine I worked with at eWeb became a board member for a while. So it's just a great organization. And for folks that don't know, that's Pearl spelt just like the, you know, the thing that comes out of an oyster, P-E-A-R-L. And Buck is spelled B-U-C-K, unlike the other Buck we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, which is, you know, Heather Buck, which is spelled with an H, B-U-C-H. But it's pearlbuckcenter.com. And you can get all the information about the virtual breakfast fundraiser, which is Breakfast to Go. It's happening on March 31st. Get to pick up a lot, and I've had, been to events with Pearl Buck, and the food is always great. They do a great job with their culinary training, and the coaches and trainers that they hire to, you know, work with these people. So you won't be disappointed, I'm sure, with breakfast if you choose to do that, and you're supporting a great cause. So we're going to move on to some more heavy subjects here, and I need to get on to what I wanted to talk about, because I put a pretty heavy promo on the show. And the heavy promo has a statement. And I had one person go, you know, I'm not sure we can put that up because it's an accusation. And I had to explain to them, it's not an accusation, factually supported truth. Dawn Leslie lied. And there's no escaping that she did it. It was, you know, a question asked by a constituent and recorded by another. So there's witnesses that can corroborate. It was Dawn Leslie on the audio tape. And you can compare her voice to her voice during budget committee meetings. It is Dawn Leslie that answers this question from a constituent who happens to also be a school teacher and a resident of No Tie. And do you have that queued up for us, Robin? Because I want to play the question and the answer that Dawn gives this constituent that is the lie.
Yeah, as a county commissioner, mm-hmm. you're going to get paid more than $80,000 a year mm-hmm. to be a county commissioner, and you're on the budget committee, right? And I heard that the budget committee just voted to raise the commissioner's salary above the $93,000 it's going to be a year.
That is absolutely not true. That is not true. I was in all of the meetings related to that. We never even agreed to bring it up. We voted to increase the salary of the sheriff. And we voted to increase the salary of the auditor. Not a single person on the budget committee moved to even consider raising the commissioner's salary. 10 of us on the budget committee, and not a single person even moved to consider raising the commissioner's salary. So
you heard that. The question was about did she vote on the budget committee to increase salaries for commissioners? And her response was it never, ever even got brought up. Now, exactly 1 month before that audio tape was made at one of her meet and greet campaign promotional events. Now, Dawn Leslie is running for county commissioner. She's running for my seat that I'm retiring from. Exactly 1 month earlier was the budget committee meeting where we discussed compensation for elected officials. And Dawn is right, we did vote for raises for several elected officials in that meeting, including the commissioners. And by the way, the auditor wasn't one of them. The tax assessor was, but not the auditor. But I'm going to quickly play a piece of audio from that budget committee meeting. And you tell me whether or not somebody brought up raising commissioner's salaries or not.
Commissioner Speaker?
Yeah, then for the purposes of moving us along in absolute clarity, I'll just make a motion that the budget committee, using the information provided by the EOCB, forward a recommendation to the Board of County Commissioners to increase, to provide a 2% COLA to county commissioners.
Second.
What's that?
There you heard it. In Budget Committee, Commissioner Lori Trieger made the motion to increase commissioner salaries by 2%. And it was seconded by Bruce Weber. That's the voice you hear seconding it. After some discussion and back and forth, the vote was taken where Dawn Leslie voted affirmative, yes on that motion. She denies that the motion ever even took place, let alone that she voted yes. It's a provable lie. Now, what makes this newsworthy again this week is I brought this to the attention of the Board of Commissioners because her reappointment to a new three-year term on the Budget Committee, which came up before the Board of Commissioners last week on the 8th. And I asked the board to delay voting for her or withdraw her nomination. And I told them I had this audio tape that I would play for them. No one wanted to hear the audio tape. They went ahead and voted for her to have a new term on a 3-2 vote with Heather Buck, who actually was the person that nominated Dawn Leslie for another term and wouldn't withdraw her nomination, Joe Berney and Lori Trieger voting in favor of reappointing her, somebody that I had told them it is clear evidence that she had lied about her actions on the budget committee. And I don't know if you recognize Dawn's voice in there. She was chairing the meeting because as vice chair, she was running the meeting because the chair couldn't make that particular meeting. So she's chairing the meeting where the motion was made and lied about it. She lied specifically about what the budget committee did and her particular actions relative to that. I think that's pretty pertinent to reappointing somebody to the budget committee. Well, there's a thing in Robert's Rules, which is kind of the way the Board of Commissioners runs our meetings, that allows anyone that voted on the winning side of a motion, whether it was the motion was defeated or passed, in a previous meeting, in the very next meeting of that body, to make a motion to reconsider that motion, which would bring it back on the table if that motion to reconsider is approved. And there would be, you know, it'd go back to discussion and another vote on that motion. I twice in the Board of Commissioners meeting, and I know they got some emails about this too, asked for any of those three commissioners that voted in favor of reappointing Dawn Leslie, who lied about her role on the budget committee while she was chairing the budget committee, to reconsider her appointment. All of them refused. So at this point, they had the audio tape because I sent a copy of the audio tape and also links to where the actual vote took place. Both those sets of audio that you just heard, by the way, the second set of audio is accompanied by video of the meeting because it was a virtual meeting of a Lane County body, which gets recorded by Metro TV for Lane County. So it's not mine. Neither of these recordings are my recordings. They were, you know, the recording of Dawn Lyon was just provided to me by a constituent, the one that was there and witnessed the lie being told to the questioner. They refused to reconsider this appointment, having all that evidence in front of them and available to them. So it becomes a secondary question. It's bad enough that Dawn Leslie is now going to serve another 3-year term on the budget committee, knowing she lied about her actions on the budget committee while she was chair. Denied that she ever, you know, voted on a motion and that the motion ever came up. But now we have the question of Heather Buck, who wouldn't withdraw the nomination, and Heather Buck and Joe Berney would not make a motion to reconsider. So the question is, now we have three commissioners that are okay with somebody that lied being on our budget committee, which means they're okay with a lack of integrity around our public bodies that are advising the commissioners, that are reviewing. And by the way, the budget committee is where our tax rate is set annually in Lane County. The commissioners actually don't do that. It's the one function the budget committee is solely responsible for. So just think about having somebody with a lack of honesty about what they've done as a budget committee setting your tax rates annually. But Heather and Joe and Lori were okay with that and let it go. So we now have three Lane County commissioners, two of which are running for reelection, that are okay with lack of integrity in Lane County government. I'm not okay with that. That's why I had a pretty hard-hitting, you know, promo that I put out there. Because it's, you heard the evidence. I just played it for you. Dawn Leslie lied. And she lied about what she did on the budget committee and what the budget committee did as part of trying to get elected to be a commissioner. Joe Bernie and Heather Buck are okay with that and reappointed her to another term on the budget committee. They're running for re-election. By the way, Heather Buck and Joe Bernie also voted for that pay raise. I don't have them on tape denying it, but maybe that's why they're okay with Don lying about it, because they're embarrassed about it too. They just assume this all gets swept under the rug. They didn't even respond. They sat there in stony silence, and I think they're hoping this all will go away and the public, because it has, you know, local media is not the best sometimes ever since we lost local ownership of the Register Guard, you know, and of course, you know, the Eugene Weekly is not about to pick this story up because they're supporting Dawn Leslie, Heather Buck, and Joe Bernie. A lot of media out there leans that direction. So the story is not, you know, the only way the story gets out there is people like me that are willing to talk about it. And it's why I put it out there so strongly. And believe me, I wouldn't put it out there if I couldn't prove it, because I would be libeling myself. I would be making myself vulnerable to a lawsuit from Dawn Leslie. But I haven't gotten a cease and desist order from her. And I haven't heard any word from any attorney about it, because they know I've got the proof. It's not libel if it's true. Dawn Leslie lied. Joe Bernie and Heather Buck are okay with that. Are you? Are you okay with having dishonest people serving on Lane County's budget committee? Are you okay with commissioners looking the other way and appointing a dishonest person? We have to have integrity in government. One of my highest values is my word and staying honest. If you catch me, you know, making a misstatement that doesn't compare to something I said earlier, I will fess up and say, you know, I made a mistake. I misspoke. I will not intentionally lie to the voters. Of course, because I try and stay consistent with my values as I vote, so I don't have to lie. I voted no on that motion to raise commissioner salaries, like I've voted no on all the others, because we make enough money and our constituents are, you know, in need. Gas prices through the roof. Food prices through the roof, electricity, water, you name it, everything's going up. Housing is outrageous in this county. I'm not going to take their tax money and pay myself more. It's public service for a reason. I took a pay cut to become a commissioner, knowingly, because I felt it was public service. It was important to get the Board of Commissioners back on track after the book club, various dishonest dealings of prior board. And now we're kind of getting right back into that, where it's okay to lie. It's okay to use executive sessions to make decisions. You know, it's okay to hide, you know, payoffs to employees we tried to fire without thinking about the fact that you can't hire replacements right now. So we had to come back and add an extra almost $200,000 into their contracts. But we're going to hide that from the public and call things, you know, vehicle stipends that are $35,000 in a single year. You know, that's not honest. We need open, transparent government. And particularly at the local level that's closest to the people. So I've been asked multiple times, why don't I run for governor? Why don't I run for Congress? Why don't I run for some higher office? It's like, no, local government's the most important level of government we have. because you can run into me at Fred Meyer's in Santa Clara or at Ray's here in Veneta. You know, you can run into me in the community and hold me accountable. In fact, I kind of have to allow for an extra 15 minutes when I go out to do any shopping because somebody's going to stop me and talk to me. But that's good. I also do this, you know, blog talk radio show on KRBN News Talk Radio because I want people to be able to reach out and be in touch with the part of government that is closest to the people. In fact, it's where it should be most of government should happen. It's gone its head over the years, ever since the progressives and Woodrow Wilson and some other people started flipping it on its head, where the federal government's become the biggest form of government and local government's becoming smaller and smaller. We should be fighting that. You should know who's providing the maximum amount of government services as a neighbor and a friend and somebody you can run into and talk to. When's the last time you ran into Senator Wyden on in Fred Meyer or Governor Brown? But I can guarantee you'll run into city councilors and county commissioners in your local communities because we live here. So that local government should be open, transparent, and honest. Don, Leslie, lied. Heather, Buck, and Joe Birney were okay with that. If I have to repeat that daily in public somewhere until the May election, I'm going to do that because people need to remember this. Can you tell I'm bothered by this a little bit? I mean, it's been tough the last several years being in the minority on the Board of Commissioners. I can deal with most of it. You know, I can deal with the fact I'm not going to win some votes. I'm going to be the sole no vote on climate action stuff, mostly because I'm probably the only one on the Board of Commissioners that's got a degree in science, but that's beside the point. But I know that's going to happen. But knowingly appointing somebody that lied about their actions, a public, because when you're appointed to something like the Budget Committee as a citizen member, you are considered by the state of Oregon under Oregon law as a public official. You have to adhere to the same ethics laws that an elected public official has to adhere to. You're just considered an appointed public official. So as a public official, Dawn Leslie lied about her actions as a public official while trying to convince somebody to vote for her to be an elected public official. And then several elected public officials were okay knowingly appointing her back onto that same budget committee. That bugs me. Maybe I've got a disproportionate sense of, you know, honesty and all that stuff. It may go back to my childhood and my dad cheating on my mom and divorce and all that stuff, you know, that sets that stuff in stone in your personality. But dishonesty bothers me to no end. And dishonesty in government and local government is even worse for me. So I'm just getting reminded that we do have somebody calling in. In fact, we got several callers. Sorry, I got off on a rant and wasn't watching the board. So who's up first there, Robin? Should I bring on?
We got Melinda that's waiting to talk to you.
Oh. Yes, Melinda is important to talk to because Melinda, explain who you are.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Melinda. You're on.
Okay. I've never participated this way. So I'm Melinda Montgomery, and I'm a school teacher who lives in Notai. I am that school teacher. I went to Mapleton to meet Don Leslie because as a constituent in our county and in the West Lane area. I wanted to meet all of the county or all the all the people running for the office, and I had some questions for her. I try to be informed. Actually, I had two pages of questions for her, of which one of them was about the actions she took as a member of the Budget Committee. And she was very clear that she did not bring that up. She did not vote for it, that it wasn't even brought up at all. And I was like, oh, okay. And we moved on to the next question. And I'm a friend of Jay and his wife, Elizabeth. And later in the day, I got back to them, or I messaged Jay and said, so this is what I was told in this meet and greet. And he then proceeded to go and listen to the meeting again, I assume, because he got back to me with a timestamp, the exact place in the meeting that I could fast forward to hear her participation in that meeting. And her actions in the Budget Committee were in direct contradiction to what she said to me in that meeting. So I, being a teacher and a parent, telling the truth has always been an important value that I teach my students. I have sixth graders right now, and that I've taught my daughter. And what I've always said to both of them, and I asked my daughter the other night, don't I say this? She's 25, mind you, so she's heard it more than once. If you don't come to me and tell me the truth the first time and I find out later that it's a lie, the consequence for the lie will be far greater than the actual consequence would have been for the initial act. I was raised where we told the truth. My dad has told me more than one occasion that your word is the only thing you truly own. So you need to be careful how you give it away and how you use it. That being said, I am incredibly offended by the actions of our Board of Commissioners, so much so that I went and testified or made a statement to them on Tuesday. Unfortunately, with how the system works and how I had utilized it, I could not see their responses. But in my prepared statement, I used some form of lie or liar or to tell a lie 12 times, and I had 3 minutes to read it in. And I spent a half an hour looking up in the dictionary and the thesaurus to come up with different ways of saying it. But whoever you decide to vote for, it's not about that at all. It's about truth, integrity, honorability, and transparency. And to have someone willingly place someone in a place of importance, such as being on our Budget Committee, knowing that they lack those, is abhorrent to me. I work too hard for my money to have it spent willy-nilly by a Budget Committee, and by a Budget Committee that can't even do the work to make sure they're appointing people of character and of integrity. That to me is, it's the worst. I mean, are we trying to turn our county commission and our Budget Committee into Tammany Hall, into, you know, the great political machinery of Chicago that was just rife with corruption and graft and all of that? No, we're Lane County. We're hardworking people. We deserve to be represented by the same, and people who honor their word and who work hard to represent us and represent us well in our needs.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, Melinda, you sound just like my mom with the, you know, punishment for lying is worse than whatever you did in the first place. I can't tell you how many times I heard that growing up.
Well, apparently it's an age-old parenting technique, because I'm a couple years younger than your mom and you.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been around a while, and I could just I could also hear your dad telling you about, you know, your words, your, you know, one thing you really own and don't give it away. It's surprising to me that either Dawn was so flustered by that question and so embarrassed about the vote she took, she chose to fabricate, or that within a month of actually chairing that committee, she completely forgot and maybe thought she was telling the truth at the time. Who knows? But it's just, to me, I have a tendency to believe that Dawn, you know, having a degree in engineering and being an environmental engineer is not that stupid and doesn't have that bad of a memory. She just knew that it wouldn't sound good to a potential voter to admit that she voted for a pay raise, which, you know, if you did vote for it, you must have had some reason for doing so. Just admit you did it. And maybe say, you know, looking back on it, I probably shouldn't have, or, you know, whatever you wanted to say, it probably would end up over and done with. We wouldn't be talking about it today.
The same things bother me. After 5+ decades on this earth, I still am incredulous at the fact that there are people that will look you in the eye and lie to you. I was like I'm thinking about, well, maybe it's a stress response. You know, people get put on the spot and instead of stuttering or something, they just blurt out anything, the truth, the lie, something unrelated. But if that was the case, why wouldn't she come to me at the end of the meeting and tell me, you know, I got to tell you, you put me on the spot and I misspoke, or, you know, just show that you're human. But now, because she couldn't own up to the fact she misspoke or lied, now it's going to become I'm hoping it'll become a big thing. Let me tell you, I got 800+ friends on my Facebook page, and 2/3 of them live in Oregon. And I'm spending a lot of time letting my friends know in her area that she has a problem with the truth. She has a problem with being put on the spot. Whatever you want to say, I have a hard time. I mean, lying is like the same thing as saying you hate somebody in my mind. But she lied. She flat out lied to me. I don't know. Maybe she didn't think I was smart enough to figure out how to check the budget committee meeting recordings. I mean, I don't know what the impetus to her lie was. But because everyone's ignoring it, now it's become a huge elephant in the room. And the fact that Heather Buck, Joe Bernie won't own up to doing what is right and what is ethical is even more concerning. So now we have 3 people involved on the budget committee. Well, and Lori Trieger, who's also 4 people on that budget committee, that their word is suspect. Their actions are suspect. What else do they lie about? What other lies do they condone? That's even a bigger issue. I mean, maybe this is a good thing because then it'll weed out the fact that, oh, our budget committee is full of liars, and maybe we need to completely turn it over and come up with something new. I don't want a liar representing me in the county commission in any one of the 5 spaces, let alone on the budget committee.
Yeah, it would have been easy any time in the last week between when I first brought these, you know, this issue to the board's attention and made available to the board that same day the audio of Dawn Leslie and Mark's link to the budget committee meeting. They could have reached out to Dawn, or Dawn could have reached out to any of us to explain what happened. Nothing. And then, you know, a week later, I asked for a motion to reconsider, and we got nothing from those people. Blank stares, waiting for the moment to be over, hoping that it would never come back up again. That just seems dishonest even in itself, too, to not even respond. You're just hoping it's going to go away. Oh, we appointed a liar to the budget committee, and Jay's making a big deal out of it. But, you know, if we don't reply to Jay, it won't get legs, and the media won't notice, and we'll hope it goes by. You know, on by. That's a command that mushers give their dog teams when they pass another dog team, so that, you know, the dogs don't end up interacting and fighting, which sled dogs tend to do with other teams. So they have a command they use as they're passing called on by, on by. And I think that's, you know, Heather and Joe were like, on by, on by. We're not gonna respond to this. We're just gonna sit here in stony silence and repeat to ourselves, on by, on by. Is that what you want out of your local elected officials? You know, I know I'm not there. But Melinda, I want to thank you, one, for being the person that asked that question, and two, for stepping up and giving your public testimony. I know that's not an easy thing to do, you know, in public comment. And anybody, you know, our board meetings are recorded just like budget committee meetings. You can go back and watch the webcast of yesterday's board meeting. It's posted today. And you can watch that first half hour or so through public comment, and you can listen to Linda giving her comments, and you can watch the faces of Heather Buck and Joe Burney while she's speaking. See if they don't look a little uncomfortable, and Lori Trieger in particular, because Melinda actually knows Lori from way back and shared a kind of interesting story about Lori and a trip that she took at the expense of Head Start. But that's neither here nor there. We don't need to get into that today. But if you want a chance to just take a look and listen to Melinda's testimony, just go back and watch the first 30 minutes of yesterday's Board of Commissioners meeting. If you want to watch, you know, late in the afternoon where I asked them to make a motion to reconsider and they sat there in stony silence, you can watch that too. But it just... I don't know. This gets to me, Melinda, for all the reasons that you talk about. I was always taught the lie is worse than the action.
Well, I would like to encourage anybody and everybody to listen to that. And is the interview from KPNW available for people to hear, where they actually have your interview and then the tape, the piece of tape? Because if people want to listen to that and then submit their own comments, or even write a letter to the editor, or you can email each of those commissioners and ask them why they're okay with a budget committee member lying who's running for county commission. Why is it they are okay with lying? I'm going to turn around and send each of them a letter and email. May not happen till next week, which is spring break. But darn it, they owe me an explanation why they're okay with it. I mean, I'm the one that heard it. I'm the one that brought it, I mean, testified to it. And it's like, now I'm like a dog after a bone. Dang it, you guys need to answer to me. You're my elected representative. Well, Jay, you are, but you guys represent all of us in the county, not just your segment.
Yep. We're elected from a district, but we represent the entire county with every vote we take. Well,
anybody that's taken a civics class, which is every single person that graduated from high school, whether they paid attention or not, it talks about how our government is made and how our government runs, and that, I mean, we the people, for the people, by the people. Our government is only as strong as we are involved, and we need to get involved. And if you don't want a liar representing you or liars speaking for you, you need to speak up in some form or another, whether it's an email or you testify before them or something. I mean, it cannot be one or two voices to do it.
Yeah. And I want to thank you for bringing up that KPNW interview, because Robin was good enough to record the interview, and it's available. The audio of that interview is available to listen to on our KRBN News Talk Radio Facebook page. So just have to go there, and you can click on it and listen to that interview with Bill London. And you know, they play the, we play the tape. I explain what happened, and we talk about it some. It's still mind-numbing to me that somebody as smart as Don Leslie thought that they could blatantly lie about an action they took, particularly something that was recorded on videotape. You know, by Metro TV for Lane County, and is now up on Lane County's website. Anyone wants to go there, go to timestamp just shy of, you know, an hour and 4 minutes, about an 1 hour, 3 minutes, 50 seconds. And that's when Lori Trieger starts with the motion. And you can listen to us discuss it, and later on there's a vote. And by the way, Don Leslie couldn't figure out how to raise her hand virtually, so she says, I'm raising my hand, you know, and you can actually, down in the lower right-hand portion of the screen, you can see her hold her hand up and vote in favor of the 2% increase for commissioner's salaries. You know, it blows my mind. And then it blows my mind that Heather Buck and Joe Birney are okay with reappointing her. And the only reason I can think of why Heather, Joe, and Lori are okay with that is they know that if they didn't reappoint her, the news would be about Don Leslie wasn't reappointed over this lie and stuff. And it would harm her chances in her election bid for county commissioner, which means they're putting the politics of having Don as a potential fellow county commissioner above the issue of integrity. Political expediency is more important to Heather Buck and Joe Birney than integrity. Remember that when you're voting. If you're somebody that's not in West Lane and you're listening from the Springfield or East Lane commissioners areas, remember that. And, you know, if you're here in West Lane, remember that Don Leslie was willing to vote to lie to a constituent to gain a vote. Well, Melinda, thank you for calling in. I got more to talk about here on the Bo's Nose Show. And just really appreciate that. But again, you are right. People need to keep contacting them. We need to make sure this doesn't disappear, isn't swept under the rug just because they stayed silent. They need to respond. Email Heather Buck and Joe Birney. Ask them why they're okay with lack of integrity in the budget committee. And contact Don Leslie. Ask her for a response. You can get to her through her campaign website. So thank you for calling in, Melinda. Thank you for what you did. And thank you for not letting this go.
Thank you, and you guys have a good evening. Thank you for what you have done and bringing it before the board and being the lone voice in all of this. Well, I think not just the lone voice, but the minority voice. So,
yeah.
Okay,
I did get support from Pat Farr in the vote.
Yeah.
Well, that was Melinda from No Tide, also is a school teacher and a mom, and you know, she's always been taught lying's worse than whatever you did. So, Robin, I just want to check, is Jeff wanting to jump in or is he just listening today?
I think right now he's just listening, although I'm kind of curious how, what the weather's like in Florence.
All right.
So come on and put him on the spot.
Yeah, Jeff,
yeah,
what's
the
weather
spot
like in Florence?
I think we woke him up.
Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, you're
how's
real cool. Good for you. Other than that, I went down to the beach today. Lots of driftwood on the beach. Took the 1-year-old Labrador out for a crazy run on the sand, and it's as cold as can be. It's definitely sweatshirt and turtlenecks today.
Maybe one of those few winter days where it's warmer in the valley than on the coast.
Yeah, but I'm overlooking the Silcoos Lake right now with the dog, and it's beautiful here. It's I have to say this is probably the coldest winter I've experienced here, and I've only lived here for 10 years, and I guess I was talking to somebody from Bend. They have like 4 feet of snow that just sticks around for the longest time. So maybe things are getting colder.
Yeah, yeah. Climate change. Speaking of, we'll get to that. Well, thanks for listening from Florence and for the weather report. Anything else on your mind today, Jeff? Or
there is. You know, Sherry wants to say a few words, so go.
Oh, we were noticing there's a traffic report that comes in Florence that talks about accidents on 126. And there's been a lot of road improvement. Seems like the road's getting better, but the drivers are getting worse. And seems like there are fatalities on 126 frequently. And one of the Facebook posts said, is there any way that the government, whoever that is, can put in a automatic ticket capability that would electronically give a ticket to anyone who's speeding? Is that a possibility?
Not immediately under Oregon law. It requires action at the State House to some degree. And frankly, those automatic speed radar photo things, they actually still require a law enforcement officer now. A law enforcement officer has to be the one who reviews the videotapes and issues the citations, and then has to be available for traffic court. So, you know, we don't really have that availability here in Lane County. So it's not a quick, easy fix as some people think it is. It does involve more than just putting a camera and a photo radar booth out there. There's a lot behind it. And then there's a whole nother issue around, you know, being able to face your accuser and you know, discretion and everything else.
Yeah.
You know, I would prefer, my preference would be if we would get back to cutting some timber on the ONC lands and I could hire more deputies.
Perfect. Perfect. That's the right solution.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention, it's kind of a plug. On April 9th in Florence, for any Florence people listening, all three commissioner candidates will be speaking to the folks in Florence, anyone who wants to come. It'll be at Sam Spade's Hangar. Just go to the Florence Airport at 3 o'clock. And we've got the three candidates. We didn't invite Don Leslie or – We only invited people that we share goals with, share values with. And so basically it's Terry Duman, Ryan Seneca, and Misty Fox. So they'll all be speaking for everybody who wants to hear a very, very important role, Western Lane County Commissioner candidates on April 9th.
Great. Well, there you go. Somebody got their plug in. I mentioned early in the show about people calling in to plug events, and Sherry managed to sneak a plug in there for her event there out at the Florence Airport, April 9th at 3 o'clock at Sam Spade's Hangar. You know, most people down there know that, but you know, if you just show up at the airport, they can point out where you need to go, and you can hear three of the commissioner candidates for West Lane County Commissioner. Well, thank you, Jeff and Sherry, for your time from Florence. Going to put you back to the listening mode, and I just got to talk about one other thing before I lose the hour of the show here, because, you know, with 5 minutes left, Jeff sort of brought it up, this whole thing about climate and all that, and, you know, I keep telling people weather isn't climate. And they need to pay a little bit more attention to real history, not graphs that start in 1975 at the end of that cooling period that went through the 60s and 70s that looked so bad. They need to go back to like 1900 for historic graphs and all that, because there were times when it was just as hot in Oregon and just as dry. And in fact, there were more fires, forest fires, in the late 30s, in parts of the 30s and early 40s, than there were today, as far as acreage is burned. Everyone wants to start timing from when they remember, and no one wants to go back and really remember. Remember things like in the 60s, all the big storms on the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico that nobody remembers and now acts like any storm there is some big climate change event. The Ash Wednesday storm of 1963 that devastated the East Coast from Maine down through the Carolinas. Incredibly damaging storm. Hurricane Camille. Look it up sometime. Anyone that wants a little history. But I want to get to this whole thing of gas prices, natural gas, and all that. I just have to quickly mention it just because the board heard about our Climate Action Committee's work plan for the upcoming year, which just makes my teeth hurt listening to sometimes. And we're going to be considering our phase two climate action plan here in April. But, this whole thing right now where people are telling working poor, the people that are getting hurt by gasoline prices right now are the working poor and elderly on fixed incomes and, generally low income people are the most hurt. I mean, I'm avoiding driving because gasoline's freaking expensive. And they're out there going, you should buy an electric car. $60,000 is about the cheapest electric car you can buy. And they go on up from there. You think that somebody working, an average job in this community, paying the outrageous rents and housing costs, can buy a Tesla or any of the electrical vehicles out there? And then the thing is that doesn't necessarily save energy. When you hook that charger up to your car, depending on where you are in the grid, you can be charging that car with fossil fuels at a huge inefficiency. And there's batteries and everything else. And I still, and we're running out of time and I didn't get to talk about Eugene and moving ahead and congestion and traffic circles, but I'm going to jump to Robin because she's dying to jump in here. What's up, Robin?
Well, I just wanted to add to your comment about electric vehicles is that you don't want to buy a used one because chances are you're probably going to immediately be replacing the battery.
Yeah, and anyone, if you put Tesla fire into YouTube, you can probably find the YouTube video of the guy setting his Tesla on fire when he found out how much it was going to cost to replace his batteries. He chose to burn his car, his 60-some thousand-dollar car to the ground rather than pay the 20-some thousand it would take to replace the batteries. Well, with that, we're going to sign off. We'll be back next week with another edition of the Bo's Nose Show. It's spring break. Anything goes. Hope you all have a great week. Thank you for listening. Bye.